Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally L. Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. My guests today will be Dan Saravalli and Kathleen Colfer Saravalli of New Jersey. And the name of this program is New Jersey Strong Victory. So I'm waiting for Dan to call in right now. He's going to report on what transpired yesterday. So while he's doing that, I'll tell you that I was so fortunate to be able to join Kathleen in New Jersey. I came into Trenton and went over to the State House, where they had all been since 8 a.m. in the morning. And Dan's going to tell us what transpired. But by the time I got there, one of the protests had ceased and two others were concurrently transpiring, one outside the Assembly and one outside the Senate. So Dan was in charge of pizza distribution, God bless his soul, and what delicious pizza it was, may I add, and couldn't have been more accommodating to me personally, since I am a tad, you know, old and fat. He provided me with a chair, which, believe me, with all those hours, couldn't have been more important. Okay, Dan's on the phone now. I'm going to pick him up. Hi, Daniel, or Dan Saravalli. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Well, how do you feel since the victory last night?
I'll tell you what. I've been to many sporting events in my life. I've been to many. I was at Trump rallies and stuff like that when Trump was running in 2016. But you know what? You know, my mom has been going to this stuff. She has been up in Trenton the last month, I think, four different times. And she's been telling me about it. And I've kind of just been like, I've just been following it. But, like, I haven't actually gone and actually seen how impressive this actually was in person. It was incredible. To everybody who worked out there yesterday, to everybody who was chained and stuff, I consider them heroes because they were absolutely incredible. Really do.
Now, what happened at the 11th hour? They changed the tenor of what this was all about. Can you explain that?
What exactly do you mean?
Well, they made an amendment wherein only children in private school could get an exemption, but not children in public school. So it added an element of class. You know, what class do you belong to, and will you be able to afford a school that will allow you not to vaccinate? You know, that was something unforeseen, and I think worked in favor of the outcome today, because the Democrats couldn't vote against the class of people who couldn't afford private school and remain Democrats. So I think that worked for you guys.
Oh, 100%, 100%, especially with my mom having my younger brother in college right now, and he's the one with the neurological disorder and caused by vaccines. So for him, it's excellent. For my mom, it's excellent. It's just, I think, a huge relief for New Jersey and a huge victory for New Jersey. To the people who just stood out there screaming their heads off for about 8.5 hours, I mean, they're the real heroes. I mean, they made this happen. They fought this. They were nonstop, and it truly was something to see. And you were out front, and you heard it, and, you know, it was really just unbelievable how conjoined everybody was and how they worked as a team and just, like I said, screamed their heads off. I was out front. I was kind of making my way everywhere. So, but the way I describe everybody out front, what it sounded like from being out front, I said it sounded like a train coming down tracks. That's how loud these people were. Literally sounded like a rock concert. And that's what they said it sounded like inside. So it was an awesome event to see, and just so happy for everybody who went out yesterday and help make this happen.
Yeah, and Sweeney's already said he's bringing back the bill and nothing's going to stop him this time.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's going to change, because people are going to just keep coming, and more and they're going to fight harder. And this guy's not going to get anything through. I think it's going to be a done deal. I think it's a done deal already, and he's going to keep trying. But you know, you could just see it's more and more people each time this guy tries to pull something.
Right, and so there was no vote taken because they didn't have enough votes to pass it, or they're.
He didn't have enough votes
exactly
to push it through, so they completely just took away the bill. He kept taking breaks. He kept making everybody wait. He made it to people wait 7 hours because he had to try and convince everybody to side with him. And I think as the day went on, I think the people inside realized, like, hey, maybe there is something to this and why these people were chanting for so long and so how powerful these people were chanting. I think it convinced some people not to vote on it, and, you know, that's what made them not push it any further and kind of get the bill pulled.
Right. And who is the legislator who introduced the element of making it just for private schools that you could get an exemption? Who introduced that idea?
I thought it was Sweeney, but am I wrong? I actually don't know who it was.
I don't know.
My mom could.
I don't know.
My mom could tell you.
Yeah, well, your mom will be here shortly, I think, and join in this conversation. But I am going to upload I took at least 100 photos of people with their signage, and I don't think I had the same message twice, which was kind of interesting to get so many perspectives on why they were against the removal of exemptions. It wasn't just kill the bill. It wasn't just my child, my choice, which were the popular chants that people were chanting. And now there were two different, it was a myriad. When I upload them, people will see how interesting they were and how many different perspectives on why this is wrong were stated on these handmade signs. Now, there were the... Describe the crowd. What makeup? What was the makeup of the crowd in terms of families or, you know, what have you?
I'll say this. There was more women there. I believe mothers of obviously vaccine injured children, but I was just taken back of, you know, just all the ethnicities. You had Jewish people there, you had Christian people there, just Protestant, Catholic, whatever, just so many people, Muslim, everybody just coming together as a whole. And a lot of fathers were there too. Everybody was so as one, I would just say. Everybody was so united in what they were fighting for. And it was really, it was incredible to see. It really was. Like I said, I was making my way all over the place, trying to help as much as I can with food and just water and everything like that. But just to see everybody so united and so passionate, it didn't matter where you're from or whatever. Everybody was in this for the same reason, and it's an ongoing battle. It's going to keep going on, vaccines, people trying to push these bills through and stuff. But yesterday was, I think, a great day in the history of New Jersey, and I think it was a great day, honestly, in this whole movement.
Right. In the history of this country, you set a new standard. I have never seen this kind of an outpouring of activists on this issue. It reminded me of the 60s and the war protests in Washington, where they came out in droves and were very vocal. And it didn't remind me of Woodstock until afterwards when everyone was kissing and hugging. I was kissed and hugged by more strangers. This was not a high-five event. Nobody was high-fiving. People were hugging and kissing and thanking one another. And, when people first started to come up to me and say, thank you, because of you this happened, I'm like, what did I miss? But this is what they were saying to each other. Everybody was saying, you know, congratulations for being you and for being outspoken and audacious and all the rest of it. It was just people honking. Remember everybody honking and waving as they drove off in victory, and they were exhausted, but they didn't look exhausted. They looked happy.
Everybody played their part. For all those people to come out and just battle together and do what they did, it's very eye-opening, and I think a new movement is starting to form, and I really did not expect to see what I saw yesterday, and I'm so proud of everybody who went out there. It was really, really unbelievable to see, and like I said, how united everybody was, and just how many people there were. There had to be in front of that Senate building yesterday. There was, I think, from what I heard, there was over 4,000 people outside just chanting for hours on end at the top of their lungs. How loud people were chanting is like, you can see in the videos, but being there was so different than seeing the videos. It was insane. And you heard it out front. Like you said, it sounded like a rock concert. It was incredible.
Well, the thing actually, it sounded like they just won the Super Bowl. You know, it was like the biggest event. But also, they kept like cheering, and I was like, "Is it over? Did we win? What's going on?" And it turns out, someone told me, maybe you told me, that it was they were saying we still don't have enough votes. So every time they announced we still don't have enough votes, people would cheer as if it were over. And in fact, it was not over until noon today. We set the show for noon today because that's when it's officially over.
Yeah, so the bill is completely dead now. It is gone. We'll see what Sweeney tries to do in the next year, tries to do some other bill, but I don't see it happening. And you know what? If he does, the same onpouring of people are going to go out there and they're going to fight just as hard as they did yesterday. They didn't win the war yet, but they won a very important battle yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And you won for everybody. I mean, yes, you won for Jersey. No question about that. But really, you really felt like we have so few wins in this perpetual battle against pharma control of our children that there are so few wins. And the wins that we've known have been taken away from us in appeal. The court cases have been overturned. We've known short-term victories. But I think that New Jersey will never lose its religious exemptions. You're fighters, and you have set a standard that New York City, I drool as I look at the families coming together without another purpose other than to kill the bill and protect their children. And I'm just so heartened by it. I'm thinking of moving to Jersey.
Well, I think New Jersey yesterday set a new standard for battling bills and standing outside and just letting the legislators and everybody inside know that they're not going away. And I hope I hope it goes for the rest of the country and the people turn out in hundreds and even thousands like they did yesterday and keep battling and just don't give up and just keep screaming your head off and letting those words and those chants change the minds of the people.
Your grandfather came. Yeah, your grandfather came. Your grandfather came, I understand,
yeah.
And he was hanging out with someone who came all the way from South Carolina. That's impressive.
Yeah, no, I just think if you've never experienced anything like yesterday, I definitely think it would change your mind on what this movement's all about and, you know, what these people are actually fighting for.
Did you get your grandfather's perspective on what happened at all?
I haven't spoken to him. He was with my mom's two brothers, too, so they know all about the movement and stuff and what my mom's been fighting for, but I haven't spoken to them yet, but from what my mom told me, he said it was incredible how many people were there because they were there in the morning. I don't think they walked around to the Senate, but they were there early in the morning before you got there where everybody was out front of the Capitol building as opposed to in the back where they were cheering. But they had a huge crowd out front too. Some people were speaking. A couple people came out from the Capitol building to speak. Senators, I believe, two different senators, and then Dell came and spoke around 10:30, but it was an incredible crowd out there, too. I have video of it. I'll share some of the videos with you so you can post it, but it was really something to see.
Yeah, in fact, what I'm going to ask you to do is take the videos you have and put them, when we finish the show, in the comments below the show so people can access them and see for themselves what we're talking about. But you don't get from the video the experience, you pointed this out, of being there and the deafening and
exhilarating, the noise factor.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. But anyway, so they brought the food, people brought food, and people donated to the people who brought food, and the food was delicious. The pizza is the best pizza I've had in a long time. And they had fresh fruit, every kind of fruit you could think of, cherries, pears, you name it, and all for a donation, which is wonderful. So the people who could donate, donated, you know, and most people could. So I think that was a great. Now, the thing that made me cry six times while I was there, and I only saw it six times, and then twice more today, was Nick Catone's little boy. That child who died after his 18-month shots, I believe it was not the 15-month, but the 18-month shots. Every time I looked at that child, it stood as a glaring reminder of the real damage that vaccines do. But I cried each and every time I saw it. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, a ton of people, and you can attest to this too. There was a ton of kids there. Everybody was bringing their kids. I was really surprised at that too. There was a ton of kids there, especially when I walked around back. Which you didn't make your way around back, but there was a ton of kids in that crowd. And Dell had a kid on his shoulder at one point, so I thought. And yeah, there was a ton of kids there.
And there were people on the stand that neither your mother, myself, or you recognized in suits. We don't know who these people were, but I know Dill was there with Mary Holland, and I certainly know everybody knows Mary, but some other people in suits that nobody had ever seen before, so it would be interesting to find out who they were.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom would know a couple. I think my mom knows most of the people that were up there. My mom was like front row. She was right in front of them, so... like you said, though, about the people who were out front and the pizza and stuff, those people were just as important as the people who were chanting in the back and the people who were leading the rally and the protest and stuff like that. Kudos to those people who, you know, got the food there. I've never seen so many pizzas in my life. There was probably about 200 to 300 pizzas there yesterday. Well, they had to feed a large crowd, but just a ton of food. And to everybody who worked and got the food out and was up front making food and serving it and stuff like that, they deserve just as much credit.
Well, the victory statue, remember you and I don't know, I think I was with you when I saw that beautiful victory statue with the dome, and I just felt that was a sign. Up until that point, I mean, nobody actually expected to win this. This is what Kath, your mom, kept saying, that we didn't expect to win. We did not expect to win. She kept saying that. And I thought, really, with these numbers and this enthusiasm, because just recently they had to withdraw the bill before they reintroduced it because of lack of support. So I thought, I wouldn't have felt that we were losing. I would have felt that possibly, very likely, you'd win because of the turnout. But she didn't feel that way. So she was surprised when the win came through. And that victory statue, I kind of felt, was a sign. You know, it's always there. It didn't show up for this one occasion, but it was nice to see.
It was unbelievable. And, yeah, I was with you. Yeah, now we saw you took the picture of it across the street.
Yeah.
But it was unbelievable. They kept saying the numbers were dwindling down of the legislator votes that they needed, and it sounded like the news was kept getting worse. And then it just seemed like there was a standoff of – they needed two more votes, and I kept hearing that for about 3 hours until they finally announced that that they weren't going to push the bill any further, and that the people who were chanting and protesting and everybody who was there to fight it had won. And, you know, it was like I said, it was incredible.
Well, is there anything we have neglected to say? Because people, really, they need to get the feel for what transpired. I think you had to be there, honestly, but if short of being there, you know, listen to the videos, watch the videos, and but the chants, what were the chants? People were
Oh my God, kill the bill.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Like I said, kill the bill was one. My body, my choice, my child, my choice. I know at one point they were singing I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty, Still have yet to hear that, but I heard that was pretty good. Just a ton. Just say no, you know. There was a ton. You guys can look it up on YouTube. I know Del Bigtree posted videos of it. It just completely the whole entire protest. It's basically all online, so you can see it. But like I said, it doesn't capture what you actually, unless you were there, the feel of being there and to hear the sounds and to see it in person. You just can't compare it. It was unbelievable.
And the cars driving away, honking their horns and waving.
Mm-hmm. People were hanging out. I saw somebody hanging out their sunroof going nuts. So people were pretty excited.
Well, your mom just got home, so she's going to join us soon and, you know, give her perspective, and maybe she'll tell us who those people in the suits were. Kathleen, you have to get on the phone. Your son's doing a great job, I might add, but get upstairs on the phone with him if you would. Could you do that now? Thank you. Okay, Kathleen's going to be joining us shortly. And she's going to give a report about what transpired as well. Is there anything you'd like to add, Danny?
He just got off the phone, Sally.
Oh, okay.
I'm here now.
Give the best report you can.
Oh, well, I feel like I won the lottery. It's just,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a great day. Yesterday was just an amazing experience to be a part of. I am so proud of all my New Jersey Warriors. It will be a day that I will never forget as long as I live. Oh my gosh, what an awesome thing to be a part of. It was, you really had to be in that, outside that Senate chambers. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous because I'm just getting in from work. And just, oh my gosh, the camaraderie was just incredible. And, you know, we chant it for 7 hours, and it felt like an hour. It went so fast. It's amazing. When you become a part of something that is bigger than yourself, it is, and this movement is heartbreaking why we're here, but it is also just an amazing feeling. What a day. It was awesome. It was awesome. We worked so hard over the past month going into legislators and just trying to reach out to people and all. And a lot of times I was going on 2-3 hours sleep. But I'll tell you what, after what I witnessed yesterday, it was all worth it. So that's it.
Ask Danny to call your father so he can call into the show and tell Danny to give your father the call-in number so that he can give his perspective as somebody who's never participated before. I would love to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, if he's home, I'll have to see.
Ask Danny to call him.
Okay,
maybe he can call in. And to give him the call-in number because the screen is blank here. I can't see it.
Oh, okay. Dan, could you call Pop and just see if he's home and he can? Did you want my father to call into the show?
Yes. And Danny has the call-in number.
Okay. All right. He's gonna do that. If my dad answers, we'll see.
Well, I'm just saying we may as well get all the perspectives because your father, this is his first protest. Certainly not yours.
Oh yeah, that was the first time that my father ever, he knows my involvement in the movement, but that was the first time he ever saw, and I'm so glad that him and my brother made the ride to Trenton. They were only there for like 3 hours, but he said he met people from all over. He was in awe of the signs. He got a kick out of the signs, so.
Well, I'm going to upload those signs to the radio show, Kathleen, so they'll be in rotation when people listen to the show.
That's a great idea. Oh, my gosh, that picture is awesome of all the signs, too. That was really powerful, too, how everybody just lined up all their signs around that memorial. Oh, that was awesome. What a day.
Well,
it was
anything you've got, send me, because when I get home, I'm going to add the pictures when I get home. And
okay.
And then it'll stand as a record for all time of New Jersey Strong victory.
New Jersey Strong.
I was just telling Danny, it was not a high-five event. It was a hug-and-kiss event.
It was awesome.
It wasn't like – it was a hug-and-kiss event. People were hugging each other bodily, closely, tightly. I'm telling you, I've never hugged and kissed so many strangers in my life.
I guess – oh, I know. It was awesome. I guess there was a caller this morning – she had called into New Jersey 101.5, and I guess she summed it up the best. We are not going to allow you to hurt our children anymore. And that is exactly why I'm in this movement.
I need Danny to come down here so I can get back into the radio show so I can see if your father calls in. Could he come down
but
here?
He's not. He didn't answer, Sal. He didn't answer. Maybe
no.
You
Fine.
Could have him
okay.
on another time. He didn't answer his phone.
Good.
Danny
That's
tried
fine.
To call
I,
him.
I just needed someone to give me access to the screen if he did call in so I could pick him up. But if he's not calling in, then we don't have to deal with that. Okay, so, So last time that... they canceled the vote, right? Because they didn't have enough. That was like Friday. What day was that?
Well, we went on Thursday as well. So the Thursday that just passed, we were up there. But he got his vote because O'Scanlan sold his soul. Let's just put out what he did. so he had the votes on Thursday, but there were so many of the legislators that abstained that were on our side that were going to vote. And but anyway, he pushed it through on Thursday, and it was not a happy day. So but on December 16th, he didn't have the votes. So that was a great day too, but nothing compared to yesterday.
Now,
so,
can you explain the amendment and who proposed this amendment? Because I think it's in your favor.
Yes, Senator O'Scanlan proposed the amendment, and it certainly wasn't in our favor. It was horrible. I mean, so rich kids could basically, who attend private schools, could stay in school with a religious exemption. Kids who attend public school can't stay in school with a religious exemption. That is absolute positive. That is prejudice against poor, because even, like, for example, like even my senator, Senator Singleton, he's senator in Burlington County in District 7. Well, he's senator to Morristown, which are very wealthy people in Morristown. He's senator in Mount Laurel. We have wealthy, but he's also senator to Willingboro. And not saying that there's not wealthy people in Willingboro, I'm sure there is, but for the most, it's middle class, you know. I mean, so much today, they need two-parent incomes. And what are they supposed to do? I mean, there would have been thousands upon thousands upon thousands of children being asked to leave school in 180 days from now. So our kids with the IEPs, they go to school all year round. I don't know if people realize that. So I suppose I would have been getting my letter in regards to my son sometime in August of 2020, asking that he'd have to leave school because he's not up to date on his vaccines, and he never will be up to date on his vaccines, ever. The damage has been done.
Explain what an IEP is to people.
It's an individual educational program, and all children with disabilities have an IEP. So it's like their education plan, just what the script and the name is. It is their education plan, and then you meet with the district once or twice a year, and they implement the plan for, it's usually like in the spring, and then they implement the plan for the next year for your child. So that's, and in our case, we have the district there, and my son attends a private school. So we have the private school teachers, and also my son's been attending a private school for the past, past 5 years, and now he's in his S9 program at Rowan. So he would have been one of the kids who would have been asked to leave because he was not up to date on his vaccines. So, but yeah, all children with disabilities have an IEP. An individualized educational.
In New York, when they removed exemptions, it only pertained to children through the age of 18. It did not pertain to college.
I didn't know that. Well, that's horrific in itself. I mean, you guys, I just feel bad for New York. I really do. And but California, they actually grandfathered the children in that had IEPs. This bill was horrific that they were proposing. Vitale and Weinberg sponsored the bill, and then, of course, you know, Sweeney was pushing it through because he has an alternative agenda. So we've just got to get these people out of office. We really do. We've got to vote them out. It's time now. These are just some evil human beings.
Well, I know there's a legislator that I may be running against in New York, simply because no one ever challenges him. There's nobody to you can't vote him out if no one's challenging him. Not even a Republican. He runs unchallenged by his own party or by the opposing party. So if just any other body was there, you'd be better off than this guy, you know?
Yes.
People have to actually do something themselves in order to – but you're not going to have that vote till next year, and he wants to reintroduce it. You won't have the vote till late next year. And he wants to reintroduce it at the beginning of next year already. He's sworn to do that. Yeah, I just read it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't read. I had to work this morning. I wasn't really reading too much. I definitely want to go back and rehash yesterday and see the videos and the video, especially from the Senate chamber, you know, because I tried to watch it last night after I went to bed, but I was so tired. Yeah, he's a piece of work, this guy. He needs to go because he is not for the people. He is for himself and his agenda. He doesn't, you know, he would have woken up and all those children, all those kids, all those families, you know, would have been, I mean, thousands upon thousands of children would be asked to leave school. And he don't care.
I just want to say, I think he made a really stupid move with this amendment that required Democrats to be elitists in order to support it. I think he just tripped his own self up in doing
that. Yeah, I agree. Greed. It was greed. He's so used to always getting his own way, and everything just goes Sweeney's way. He's a bully. He's just a bully, and he's just used to it. And let me tell you, I think he thought this was in the bag yesterday. That's just my opinion. I really do. Not because there was anything good about it, and he knows how evil that bill is. Just because he's getting paid off. You know, I mean, it's awful on the heads of these children. It's just so bad, so bad. But it's a good day.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we really worked
hard,
but it was all worth it. It was all worth it for the kids. You know, all kids.
Right. Well, New Jersey has set the standard. You have shown an example of how you get how to do it right. And the camaraderie, the unity in purpose, the showing up and not just being a digital warrior, You did it all. You did it all perfectly. And all of you did it all perfectly. There are many.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a community collaboration. I mean, we all worked. Oh, my gosh. I mean, everybody had, nobody did more, you know, we all did our thing to try to kill this bill, because it was of utmost importance. No matter what you do, no matter how you feel about the vaccine issue, nobody, no government has the right to tell anybody what to inject into their body. No government. You know, it was they were stomping all over the Constitution. But we fought that hard.
One of the signs said this ruling will open the door, or it leaves it open for tube tying. I'm like, where do you get from vaccination to tube tying? But they said it fell within the same category. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that?
Yeah.
And they cited
medical tyranny.
They cited,
it's awful.
Well, I'm just saying people need to wake up to the reality that they just don't want kids around, born or the ones who exist. They just want to get rid of our kids. And when they talk about eugenics, they talk about a targeted population. Well, how about 100% of our children? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Anyway, I know. But there's so many other things I wanted to ask you about. I'm just, you know, I cleverly interrupted the thing of thought here.
All right.
It was
just a great day. I'm so proud to be a part of this movement. I can't, there are no words to describe how proud I am to be a part of this. Honest to God.
Tell us
it
about
is God's
your group.
Work.
Tell us about your group.
Well, we're a bunch
group.
Of informed moms who've had adverse, our children who have had adverse reactions to vaccines, and we kind of concentrate down here in South Jersey because we need help. You know, we go in, speak to legislators, and we were having a monthly meeting, a kind of, to be honest with you, a lot of things fell by the wayside because we were fighting this bill. I mean, this has been going on. We found out about this bill back in the beginning of December, so it's just been the bill, you know. So perhaps we'll get back to our monthly meetings again, maybe kind of start them up in the spring. But we have an interesting book signing taking place on March 28th, Saturday night, in Mount Laurel. And Vic Namov, am I pronouncing his name right? His last name, Namov, am I? It always trips me up.
Yeah, Vic Namov.
So he's going to be signing his book. And oh my God, my mind's in a spin. My brain, I can't remember.
Well,
I'm sorry, the name of this book, right?
Generation Sick.
Generation Sick. Oh, and what a book. Let me tell you, what a book. That is an awesome book. So we're going to be doing that. So we have that coming up for now. But like I said, we have been so knee deep, you know, with this legislative bill that we haven't been able to do anything else. So, but, you know, onward and upward now.
The name of your group, do you have a page?
Oh, the New Jersey Medical Freedom Alliance.
Right, Alliance. New Jersey
Medical
Freedom Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So everybody, especially if you live in New Jersey, get active with this very active group. You created it, I think, like just about a year ago, maybe even less. And how many members do you have in the group already?
Sally, there's a lot of people waiting to get into the group. We haven't been able to, you know, we just don't accept anybody. We go over, we do, you know, we check people out before they, you know, before we accept them into the group. Please answer the questions. So we have quite a few, but again, we had to walk away from that to vetting people because we have just been so involved with this bill. So, you know, onward and upward today.
Well, you have a page.
You know?
Anyone can like your page. Anybody
That's
can
right.
like your page.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. New Jersey Medical Freedom Alliance. Yes.
Right, and you have to spell out New Jersey. It's not NJ. It's New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And I said, now, let me be clear about something. When people are searching things on Facebook, when you type in New Jersey Medical Freedom Alliance, what you have to do sometimes is click page or click group on the top. After you type it in, it brings you to a roster of information. If you don't see it at the top, click page or click group. And that goes with all groups and pages that pertain to vaccination. Always, because sometimes they send you to the American Medical Association.
I've seen that they're doing that now.
Or the Bill Gates Foundation or Johns Hopkins Medical Center. They'll send you all around.
Or the CDC. The CDC.
So you have to, World Health Organization, UNICEF. All the pro-vaccination places. In fact, when you go to join a group, it says this group discusses vaccines. If you'd like authoritative information, go to the CDC.gov. And, you know, when people ask me, what do you have a link? I always say, yes, CDC.gov. Look up common components in vaccines. Look up the, it's all actually on the CDC. It's just that they spin it with a positive, as if this is good. Formaldehyde, according to the CDC, is a great thing to inject into children. So you there, but with this berserk spin that as if it's good for you to inject aluminum and formaldehyde and MSG, which they tell you not to eat, but it's okay in your bloodstream.
Yeah, that's the formaldehyde's wonderful. I'm kidding. The CDC is evil.
So they're trying to suppress people's expression of anything truthful about vaccines, and look at what happened anyway. Thousands of people showed up, thousands of people represented, because this is the reality. The reality is our children are falling in record numbers, some dying, some injured, some are injured down the road. You know, you don't have to see the injury right away. This is like a time bomb. It's going to go off in 5 years, you know? So you don't know if your child is, oh, my kids have been vaccinated, they're fine. We'll see about that.
That's right. Yep. Well, yesterday was a game changer. Absolutely. An absolute game changer. So here we are. It's a new day. We have to continue to go into legislators and meet with them and keep them abreast of what's going on and keep educating.
Well, everybody, please join, if you live in New Jersey, the New Jersey Medical Freedom Alliance, because they are super-duper active, and that's what you need to be to win. They won yesterday, and Kathleen told me she didn't think they would. And this is after all the energy and effort that you and all of your friends have expended. You still thought you wouldn't win, and you did.
Yep, I did not. I didn't have good feelings. I didn't. But anyway, we just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and I put that novena out there with St. Anthony the other night, and I know he's for the impossible, and it was just great, and we did. And God shed his light on us, and that's what I kept asking, just shine through the darkness, and God came through for us. In God we trust. We chanted it 1,000 times yesterday, and I'll say it again, in God we trust. So,
well,
okay.
I'm all choked up about all of this. It's just overwhelming and important. And think of all the families. Unlike New York, 26,000 families are looking for a way out.
I know. It's so awful.
Yep.
So awful.
Yep.
It is what the. So. Yeah. I think something good will happen with New York, though.
Well,
eventually.
You know, we're going to challenge the people who have voted to remove our exemptions or we're going to fundraise for them to make sure they vote our way next time with Assemblyman DiPietro's bill to restore religious exemptions, going whole hog behind it, because right now there's just nobody to vote in his camp. Nobody.
Well, he's at least you have a gem.
Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one gem, but we need to all the parents who understand either have to support someone who, you know, get active with people who will run or run themselves. You just got to, you know, do it. Just do it. I've got a lot of experience. You're welcome to contact me. Write to OctoberVIAM@AOL.com, OctoberVIAM@AOL.com. I'll tell you how to run for office. Well,
that's interesting, Sally.
Someone's got to show people. Okay, dear.
Yeah.
So, goodbye. I don't know what else to say other than congratulations. This is the most touchy-feely, lovey-dovey experience of my whole life with a whole bunch of strangers I never
met.
That's
so awesome. The feeling I have today is so awesome. I feel like I won the lottery. And, Sally, thank you for your love and support, too. It really means a lot.
Victory is so rare in this fight that we are savoring every minute of it. And, of course, you have to be vigilant. That's the only way you're going to keep your freedom through vigilance.
Absolutely.
So, okay, well,
yep.
You done it, girl.
Right in the good.
Congratulations.
All right, Sally. Thank you for having me.
Okay, love you. Goodbye.
Okay, love you. All right, bye-bye.